But why do we have funerals? Well, to pay homage to the dead, to remember the blessings of their lives and how they impacted for good those of us still living on this side of the Jordan, which really raises the question, how do we best impact those still living? Well, we best impact others, we benefit others by living aright, by living godly lives now, which means we live wisely now. The author, if you'll turn to Psalm 90, verse 12, the author of this psalm, whose name is Moses, gives us some sage advice on how to wisely live. He says in verse 12, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." We have two main points here. We have in this verse what we are to do, and secondly, why we are to do it. What we are to do and why we are to do it. Well, under point number one, what we are to do, Moses states we are to pray. We are to pray. And what are we to pray? We're to pray, "Lord, teach us to number our days." Sometimes you wonder, well, what am I to pray? Well, here's a prayer to pray. "Lord, teach us to number our days." Moses is praying, "Lord, since you created time, since you hold time in your hands, it's appropriate, it is fitting, it is wise to ask you how to live. Teach me how to make the most of the days I have." And let me say, it's a huge step, it is a great step, it's a wonderful step when we come to that point in life when we confess, "Lord, you know better than me how I should live my life." You know, there's a battle that goes on. Well, what am I to do with my life? What am I to do with my time, my talent, my treasure? What am I to do today? Well, it's a wonderful point of growing in God's grace and knowledge when we come to that point, "Lord, you teach me. I don't know. Lord, you teach me how I'm to live today. Teach me to number my days. Teach me how I'm to live," which raises the question, have you made this request of God? Is it a regular prayer request of yours? "Lord, teach me to number my days." Now, in answering this prayer, God will give us two main truths to comprehend. The first involves the quantity of our days. Teach us to number our days. He'll teach us regarding the quantity of our days, which means we need to understand that the number of our days God gives us will always be few and not many. Now, when we're young, when we are in what is called the prime of our life, we believe that we'll live forever. We have this invincible mindset. We think we can run through walls. But God tells us in this same psalm, verse 10, "The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, on the average are 70 or 80 years. Which is really saying our days really are not many, they really are few. Honestly, life is really quite short. When you think of eternity in comparison to life, life is very short. My grandparents on my mom's side lived to be 91, 92, but not very many people reach that age. Most people die when they reach the 70s or their 80s. Presently, I'm 62, which tells me really my few days are perhaps 75 over, meaning I've lived the majority of my life. And looking back, it does seem that just a few days ago, my wife and I were rearing our children, and now we're enjoying our grandchildren. James got it right when he said that life is like a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And so our days really are few, not many. There is brevity to life, and I believe we take life much more seriously when we know our days really are not that many. Which brings us to part two of point number one, which is the quality of our days. Not only does God teach us that our days are few, that the quantity of our days are not that many, but the days that we do live aright, the days that God does give us, we are to live them with a quality aspect to them. And really, that's the primary meaning behind the phrase, so teach us to number our days. Teach us to live the days that we have in a way that we're a good steward of our days, that we redeem the time that we have, that godliness characterizes our lives, that we serve others. Lord, teach us to live without regrets. Teach us how to add quality to our days. Quality to our days. Which brings us to point number two, why we are to do it. Why we are to pray, Lord, teach us to number our days. Well, the answer that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The idea here is, Lord, teach me how to so live that I will gain a wise heart. That wisdom will mark my living when people look at my life. If I'm the one that is being memorialized at a funeral, and when people remember my life, when people think about my life, they say that man, that lady, that individual, maybe even that young person lived a wise life. Wisdom will mark our living. And this is so vitally important. For when we are living wisely, our lives will be marked by the following four characteristics. And what a benefit these characteristics are, not only for ourselves, but for others, those around us. Number one, we will fear the Lord. The wise fear God. Job 28:28 says, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, which means we properly reverence the Lord. We rightly acknowledge who God truly is. And when we do, certain blessings come our way. For example, Psalm 19, verse 9 says, the fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever, which means the fruit of such lives will last. Psalm 111, verse 10 says, those who fear God have a good understanding. Psalm 51, verse 4 says, God honoreth them that fear him. Psalm 112 says, his offspring will be mighty, wealth and riches will be in his house. It matters that we fear the Lord. And when we pray, Lord, give us a heart of wisdom, God grows us to that point where we'll truly reverence and we'll truly fear him. The second characteristic, the wise understand what is truth. Hosea 14:9 says, who is wise? He will realize these things. Who is discerning? He will understand them. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. What is truth? It's Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Where can truth be found? It's found in God's word. 2 Timothy 3:15. Paul said of Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. So what characterizes the wise? A heart that's gained wisdom. They fear God. They fear God, and they know truth. They know and understand truth. And then number three, they build their lives on an immovable foundation. Christ said in Matthew 7, verse 24, therefore everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does them, puts them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. With the result, the wise man's life endures. It stands up to the storms of life. It remains secure throughout the troubles and the tragedies, the tests, the trials of life. You say, well, I'm young, I haven't had too many trials. You just hold on, they're coming. They're coming, the storms of life come. And then fourth, the wise man is characterized by good fruit. James 3:17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure and peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruit, without partiality, without hypocrisy. The wise man is characterized by a life that manifests good fruit. And so again, a heart that has gained wisdom, fears God, understands the truth, is building his life, her life, on an immovable foundation, and manifests good fruit. I say such living, such days have not just a temporal value, but are lasting. For he that doeth the will of God, he that lives wisely, he that doeth the will of God shall do what? Abide forever. In other words, that life, even when we lay it in the grave, that life still lives on in others. It's impacted, that life is impacted. It's been a blessing, it's been a help, it's been a stepping stone to others. So I ask, is your life today impacting others for good? Are you praying the prayer of Moses, Lord, teach me to number my days. Teach me to live the few days I have aright with the result that I may gain a heart of wisdom. And what is a heart of wisdom? It fears God. It knows, it understands, and it knows the truth. It's building its life on a firm foundation, and it's manifesting good fruit. In light of eternity, this is what we are to do. This is why we are to do so. I think of my folks, I think of others whose funerals I've had. If they could come back to us, they would say, pray the prayer of Moses in Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.